Parshas Bamidbar opens with the Torah telling us, V'yedaber Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai ba'ohel moed. This conversation, Hashem speaks to Moshe in the Midbar, in the desert, ba'ohel moed, from the ohel moed in the Mishkan. And the Medrash Rabbah here in Parsha Aleph Siman Zayin immediately wonders and asks, why do we need to know and why do we need to be told that this takes place, dafka, in the desert, lama b'midbar Sinai? After all, by the very fact that we know when this took place in the second year, in the second month, the fact that we know it took place in the Ohel Moed, meaning after the Mishkan has been established, we can very well and easily on our own deduce that all of this took place in the desert. We know where the Mishkan was in the second year after the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, and therefore we don't need the Torah to tell us that it took place in the desert, in the Midbar. Just once we know that it took place in the Ohel Moed, and in the second year, we could have figured that out on our own. So to this, the Medrash answers that, in fact, the allusion here is not to just a geographical location, but in fact, that an essential component of the Torah that Hashem gave the Jewish people was three things. One of which was the fact that it was in the Midbar. That's not a coincidence. It didn't just happen to be given to the Jewish people in the desert, but there's an essential quality that we need when it comes to accepting the Torah, which is alluded to by the desert. And the other two say that, says the Medrash very fascinatingly, is that the Torah was given be'esh u'bamayim. It was also given with fire and with water, in addition to the fact that it was b'midbar. And in fact, the Medrash goes on to cite proof text for all three of these things. So, for example, the Torah itself is quite explicit in Parshas Yisro, that the Har Sinai ashan kulo, that there was smoke, there was a great fire on top of the mountain, the giving of the Torah. When it comes to the moisture or the water, that's more of an allusion. The Medrash quotes a proof text from Shiras Devora in the fifth chapter of Sefer Shoftim, which says, Gam Shamayim Natafu, Gam Avim Natfu Mayim, that the heavens and the clouds were dripping with water. There was some incredible amount of moisture or humidity, so to speak, in the air, some water in the air at the time of Har Sinai. And then, of course, the very fact that the Torah was given in the Midbar, specifically the extra allusion to it in our Parsha, is the proof text that is quoted. And it's these three things, which are not just incidentals, but in fact, evidently, essential characteristics of the Torah. Well, what is this essential characteristic? What is the Torah trying to highlight? What is the Medrash getting at? So there are numerous explanations to this, but a beautiful one is cited in the work Ksav Sofer. In his opening comment to our Parsha, the Ksav Sofer says the following. He begins his analysis by starting with Mayim. What does it mean that the Torah was given, so to speak, with Mayim? So he points out that there's a very famous additional Medrash that points out that the Torah in other places with other psukim is compared to water. In what sense? Ma Mayim yordim mimakom gavoa lamakom namuch, kach devei Torah manichim lemisha da'ato gavoa alav hochim lemisha da'ato shefela. We know that water is always looking for the lowest common denominator. No matter where water is, it will always go down naturally. So too, says the Medrash, in order for a person to truly acquire Torah, we have to make ourselves like water. We have to humble ourselves. And this is an allusion, says the Ksav Sofer, to the fact that the Torah was given by Mayim, that only if a person has extreme humility and takes, so to speak, themselves and their personal interests out of the equation, then you can truly accept and embrace and understand the Torah. But if it's all about you and there's too much of an ego involved, a person will never successfully and genuinely acquire and study Torah. That's number one. Secondly, the Torah was given be'esh. What does that mean? After all, he says, we know the very famous pasuk in Mishlei, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. So number one, the quality in the good sense of Torah is that it can be or. It can be the light of our lives, right? The world is a confusing place. What's right? What's wrong? What's moral? What's immoral? And we believe that the Torah is our guide. It's the light in our lives that will guide us to the moral and the right and the just and the correct way and the spiritual and uplifting way to live. On the other hand, continues the Ksav Sofer, based on both common sense as well as allusions in other psukim, he points out that fire, more than anything else, has a flip side, and that is the danger. On the one hand, you can cook, you can heal, you can create, you can do great things with fire. On the other hand, if you're not careful, fire can destroy, fire can enlighten, or it can burn. Says Ksav Sofer, Torah has an element of this as well. If a person learns Torah, but does so with personal, selfish, self-interested motives, you've turned the Torah, which itself is supposed to be something holy, into something that is itself impure, into a sam hamavis, into a kind of a poison. Moreover, the more Torah that a person has, the more that's expected of him or her, not only in your own life, but also because, as the Ksav Sofer points out, if somebody sees you and you are associated with Torah, you're a religious person, you're a learned person, if they see you acting incorrectly and immorally and unethically, that will create, obviously, a very terrible impact and ripple effect. And therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, Abchina zu shel haTorah litavoa yoter, the fact that the more Torah you have, the more that's expected of you. Therefore, it says, "Halo kedivreish." It's sorfos kol hakarav yoser. It's like literally, we would say, playing with fire. The upside of the Torah is incredible, like all the positive power of fire. But at the same time, there is a huge downside risk. That is the unique nature of Torah. It is either incredibly powerfully good or incredibly powerfully bad. We know this lahavdil throughout the generations, whether it's in Jewish religion or others. Religion can be the greatest force for good, but unfortunately in the wrong hands, it can be the greatest force for bad. That's the idea of the Torah being given with fire. And last but not least, it says, getting back to our Parsha and our Pasuk, that the Torah was given in the Midbar. What is this idea of the Midbar? So the Ksav Sofer interprets this based on another Medrash that says that the Torah was given specifically to the Ochlei Haman. It's not a coincidence that the generation that got the Torah is also the generation that was sustained by the Man. What's the element of being sustained by the Man, the miraculous food that fell in the desert? So the Ksav Sofer explains that Hashem gave them exactly what they needed, which was incredible, but no more. The dimension that the Jewish people had in the desert was mestapek b'muat. They had just what they needed, but they didn't overindulge. They weren't hedonistic, they weren't overly materialistic, they didn't have more than that. And therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, habachira mechayei mutaros, hi efo mitana'a hayisodim shal darkei haTorah. In order to truly embrace a life of Torah, in order to successfully learn Torah, a person has to be mestapek b'muat, take what you need, but not look for more.